What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And joining us for the program for this hour is Phil Turney and Dave Gehary. And the subject is the 50th anniversary of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. Phil Turney is an author of the book Erasing the Liberty, which I'm showing to the BAM user camera right now. And hopefully they're going to turn it into a movie. So, Phil and Dave, thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, that goes for me too, Mike. Very appreciative.
Well, we certainly seem to have a little bit of an echo there. So let's begin with Phil and the writing of this book, the push for the movie, and then I'd like to go on to Dave talking about the actual incident itself.
Okay, Mike. 50 years ago today at 1400, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we got struck, but before that happened, we were surveilled by Israeli reconnaissance aircraft for approximately 6 to 8 hours. They knew exactly who we were, and we were in international waters at all times, 12.5 miles off the Sinai coast, never strayed into anybody's waters. The Israelis radioed back to their war room that American ship, USS Liberty, they knew exactly who we were, and that at 2 o'clock, here comes the attack. And the attack started with unmarked jet aircraft, and within 2 seconds, Mike, they took out every antennae aboard that ship and the 450 caliber machine guns we had, and the people in the gun mounts were all killed. Many men were wounded on the deck. It was just basically hell on earth. Mike, as you well know, you know a lot about this Liberty story because we've talked about it before. And it just, here it is 50 years ago, and this piece of non-history is gone. I mean, it's shows like this and my book and Dave and everybody around that that cares about the truth. What we're trying to get the word out, and this isn't here to bash old Jews. You know, in fact, we get a lot of donations from American Jews that want to see the truth come out. So, what I'm going to tell you is the truth, the honest to God's truth. I'm sitting here at the Sheraton in Virginia Beach, where the survivors are. Everybody's having a good time telling their stories and things like that, reminiscing. And, what mainly happened that day is so vivid in my mind today. It's like yesterday. The jet aircraft came over, and as I said, they hit every antenna. Within 2 seconds, they were taken out. They were hitting the bridge. They hit every watertight door on that ship. Every watertight door on that ship, Mike, it was taken out. So they knew exactly what they were doing, when to hit it, how to hit it, and how fast to hit it. The air attack lasted, though, 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. There's some discussion about that. The ship sustained, Mike, over 850 cannon and rocket holes and over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets, napalm burning us up, and a 40-by-40-foot starboard in the starboard side of 40-by-foot torpedo hole, which instantly blew 25 American sailors to bits, and they worked for the National Security Agency. That went into their spaces, and they continued the attack until they ran out of ammo. And the reason I know about all the bullet holes and all the rocket holes and everything is because I was one of the teams. I was in damage control that counted all those holes. When we got to 850, we were told to quit counting. So who knows how many was in it? Well, we know at least 850 was in it, and over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets. The bridge was riddled. The bridge was bombed with napalm. I helped in damage control, getting men off the deck, throwing them anywhere we could, down ladders, in corners, anywhere we could. And these guys were so ruthless, you know, they would shoot at anything that moved. And finally, the jets ran out of ammo. And 15 minutes into the attack, Mike, and this is a big part of the story. We got a antenna hooked up. The tuner wasn't working. They took it offline. And Terry Haldabardier, which he received the Silver Star for, risked his life and limb to hook that antenna up, and they got a mayday out. Rockstar, Rockstar, under attack by unknown jet aircraft. Need help. Rockstar, Rockstar. This was picked up by the 6th Fleet, USS Saratoga, and USS America. Captain Tully launched from the USS Saratoga immediately. Those jet aircraft were recalled. McNamara says, get them back on the deck now. Get them back. Now, Captain Tully did. He brought them back. And he sent another volley right after that. And McNamara knew it, and he called him again, and he says, get those airplanes back, and I mean now. Johnson grabbed the phone out of McNamara's hand, and he says, I don't give a GD if every man aboard that ship dies. We're not going to embarrass our ally Israel. Now, if we didn't know who was attacking us, how in the hell did he know?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, because the signals we were throwing out, Mike, were unidentified jet aircraft. The only time that we knew, Mike, about who was attacking us is when the torpedo boat showed up in their torpedo boats, and we thought they were there to help us. And we weren't worried about getting attacked because they knew we were there. We had picked up their messages, and you know, we thought the Israelis would be there to help us in case anything happened. So to see the airplanes in the morning was a great sight for us, because we could see the bombing going on the Sinai, black smoke and everything. And it felt good to see them, and it felt good to see the torpedo boats, we thought.
Yeah.
Until they got into a torpedo launch attitude, they fired not one, not two, not three, not four, but five torpedoes at that ship. Five. And thank God only one hit the ship, unfortunately killing 25 brave young American souls to bits, as I said. They were just unrecognizable. The torpedo boats continued the attack with their machine guns and their cannons. And they circled the ship and fired at our firefighters, stretcher bearers, anything that moved. They would shoot at it. They wanted everybody aboard that ship dead. So that continued on and on and on and on. And the old man said, prepare to abandon ship. The ship was leaning over at about 10 to 11, 12 degree list. And he says, prepare to abandon ship. And we had enough life rafts on there for 294 souls, which was approximately how many men we had aboard the ship. Now, I'll remind you, two-thirds of the ship was CTs. They were all spies, and I was in ship's company. So the reason I bring that up is that we were the most sophisticated intelligence gathering platform in the world at that time. We could bounce signals off the moon and send them back to NASA Security Agency within seconds. And, you know, back in 1967, that was really saying something. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what they have now. So we put over, there was only three life rafts left. I cut one of them loose myself, and it went over the side. It inflated, and it floated behind the ship. And they shot the life rafts out of the water. Two of them, they took one aboard the ship as a trophy, I assume. I heard it was in a museum in Tel Aviv somewhere. and which was unthinkable. It was a war crime. The napalm was a war crime. And then to shoot the life rafts, we were going to put our most seriously wounded in. There were wounded everywhere on that ship. I mean, on the mess decks, anywhere they could put a body, they put one. And I mean wounds so indescribably horrible and hideous, it just brought you to tears. In fact, there was this one fellow, his name was Quintero. He was laying on a table, mess decks table where we ate. And he had a shrapnel wound or a 50 caliber where the gray matter was his brains. And he was lucid. He was talking. And he lifted up his right hand and his thumb was gone. And he says, turning, he says, you think you could find my thumb so somebody could sew it back on for me? That's all he was concerned about. And he was gravely, gravely, gravely injured. But all he wanted was his thumb back. And there were so many men like that. It's just, I can't tell you. And then not getting any help from our government, we didn't get any help until 18 hours later. So we were all alone after this almost two-hour attack with nothing but ourselves to take care of ourselves, Mike. It was unbelievably sad. I helped Doc Kiefer with operations, and there was a fellow named Blanchard. He was the first we got on the table. He was severely wounded. His kidneys were blown apart. After we cut him open, we found that out. But before that, he says, please take my socks off. His feet were just burning up. So I took his socks off and tried to rub his feet to get some circulation running into him. And he looked at me and, you know, and he said, am I going to live? And I shook my head no. I mean, I had no right to do that, but I knew that he wasn't going to make it. And I don't know why I did that. I still to this day regret it. But as soon as the doc cut him open, he died. He was dead. So he put a couple more stitches in him, and we laid him on the deck. And the doc continued on with these operations. And I was holding a battle lantern where he could see. I've never done anything like that before. Never been in an operating room. And this wasn't an operating room. This is a makeshift operating room. And Doc Kiefer was wounded in the abdomen. He had a life vest on to hold his guts in, and his knees were all shot up. That man standed on his legs for approximately 18 hours, saving people's lives. There's no telling how many people's lives he saved aboard Liberty. Now, two-thirds of the crew was either dead or wounded. There was 294 souls aboard that ship. And 34 were slaughtered, were murdered. 174 others were wounded. 174 others were wounded. And no help from nobody, nowhere. The word came out as soon as we saw the torpedo boats that it's the Israelis. And this went out all over the world. They heard it in Vietnam. They heard it. Morocco, there's no telling how many listening stations they heard it. We were being attacked by the Israelis, and then Johnson knew it way before time. So you can come to your own conclusions on what was happening to us. The next morning, 18 hours after the attack, we saw the USS America, USS Davis, and USS Massey. The America airlifted all the seriously wounded off the ship, and I mean seriously, these guys were just blown up. And there's one fella here at the reunion that's still got 56 pieces of shrapnel in his body right now. And I just got through talking to his three sons. Bill LeMay is his name, and every time he goes in the airport, they pat him down, do everything. He said, well, I got shrapnel away from me. And so they go through. He goes through the scene over and over and over again. Finally, they see the shrapnel and they let him go. But that's how difficult his life's been. And another fellow, Larry Weaver, he's had over 40 operations in the last 50 years to keep him alive. Over 40 major operations to keep this man alive. That's how severely he was wounded. So, you know, we felt terrible about the whole thing. We felt terrible that our ally did it. And we also felt worse about the fact that no help came to us. Now, when help finally did get there, the USS Davis pulled up alongside. They sent their damage control, about 18 fellows over, crewmen over to help us patch up as much as they could and shore up the bulkheads where the torpedo had hit. And these men would rub their hands against the bulkheads, and they saw all the men. They helped load them up and put them on the helos. And they were in tears. I mean, these guys were crying, and I don't blame them for what they saw. And everybody was so angry. You know, why couldn't we come help you? Why couldn't we come help you? Well, the word was out, and they went at flank speed to come help us, and they were turned around, not to come to Liberty's aid. And so they didn't get there until 18 hours later when help was only 15 minutes away. One of the most disgraceful pieces of non-history that America has ever committed on American sailors and Marines and national security people. I just met another fella a few minutes ago. He was a national security agency civilian, and I just talked to him briefly, and I said, "How in the hell did you get out of there?" He said, "Well, I heard everything going on. I heard that the torpedoes were coming. I went up on another deck, and he got out the door. It was safety's life, because he was in the bowels of the ship. He would have died instantly." So many miracles happened that day. I was so happy to see this fellow. And of course, I didn't know him from Adam, but we talked for just a few minutes because I had to get on this radio show, of course. And afterwards, we're going to do John Statmiller's show. Yes. For 2 hours. But the most amazing thing about this story, Mike, is that Admiral Kidd came aboard our ship, Flag Admiral, about 2 days, maybe 2.5 days after the attack, and queried a lot of people. And there was 4 or 5 of us. I don't know how I got into this group, but we were summoned to the sick bay, and we didn't know what was going on. And here comes this Flag Admiral in, Admiral Isaac Kidd. And he said, "Gents," he says, I got something I got to ask you. I want you to tell me the truth, what you heard, what you saw, everything about the attack." In which all of us did. He took his stars off, Mike, and threw them on the metal table. And they rang off like a bell. He says, "Now listen, I'm not an admiral anymore. I'm just a lowly sailor, an E1, if you want to call me that, that's fine. But I need the God's honest truth from you." So yeah, we felt great about it. I mean, we felt ecstatic that we could tell somebody. And we all told him what happened, the machine gun and the life rafts and shooting at our firefighters and stretcher bearers and dropping napalm on our ship. The torpedo gunman shooting at us continually. And also, I forgot to the first part of the story, or in the story, there were helicopters sent over, Mike, with troop-bearing helicopters. Yes.
Bill, I'm going to have to put you on hold right now for 3 minutes. We got to do a commercial break. And we'll be right back with Phil Turney and Dave Gaheri and the story of the attack on the USS Liberty. We'll be right back. Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Phil Turney and Dave Gahary about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty 50 years ago today. And Phil, you were talking about the helicopters that had come on over.
Yes, Mike, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Actually, I'm just thrilled that you have Dave and I on your radio show. But what I was going to say to you was Mike, there was gunships, helicopter gunships, coming to finish us off. But what happened was, well, I'm getting just a little bit ahead of myself, but they were going to board our ship. One was on the starboard side. I was about 50, 70 feet from the starboard gun mount. I just left that before the attack started, where two of my friends were blown to bits, I'm telling you. And they were going to board our ship and kill us all. And this one Israeli smiled, and I just gave him the bird, you know. Mm-hmm. And he gave me the bird back and smiled and thought that it was the funniest thing he ever saw in the world, I guess, after all the carnage and everything they had done to that ship. But the only thing that drove those people off, the only thing that saved us, is the word was already out around the world that we were an American ship being attacked by Israel. And then the cover-up immediately began. Oh, mistaken identity. We're so sorry, you know, and all this other nonsense. But that's the only thing that drove them off. The gig was up, and they knew it, and they'd got caught with their hand in a bucket full of blood. Oceans of blood on that ship, and they didn't care. They wanted us all dead, and blame it on one of the Arab states. And, you know, Mike, if the American public would have heard about USS Liberty being sunk by one of the Arab states during this Six-Day War, the people of America and our government would have been asking for blood, and they would have got oceans of blood, oceans of it. And you know that as well as I do.
My understanding is Israel, that while the attack was going on, Israel was saying that it was Egypt that was attacking your ship.
That's what they wanted everybody to believe. But, you know, using unmarked jet aircraft, they thought we were an easy target. Now, this is an old World War II tub that ferried, troops and supplies and stuff like that back and forth. And it was an old flat-bottom, just a ship that they took out of mothballs, and there was three of them, I believe, they made, just like the Liberty. But I believe ours was the only one that had TRESCOM. That's the one we could bounce the signals off the moon. So once they knew the gig was up, that's the only thing that saved us. That's the only thing that saved us. Or they would have boarded our ship, and they would have machine gunned us all, and they'd have scuttled the ship. And that'd have been the end of it. And the word would have been on the news everywhere that, oh no, our ship was sunk by an Arab government, and they would have attacked Cairo. There were signs that nuclear-tipped aircraft were in the air, ready to yes. incinerate Cairo.
I'd heard that.
Yeah, and you know, here we go. We got the Russians, in the area. In fact, the only people that have tried to come to help us was a Russian ship. They asked if we need help, and the captain politely said, "No, thanks. We'll get along fine without ourselves." Of course, he wouldn't let any Russian get on a spy ship, because there's just no way it wasn't going to happen. But they did offer help. I mean, the Russians did, the Soviet Union at that time. They offered us help. He shooed him away, and they left. No problem. And to get back to Admiral Kidd. Admiral Kidd was so kind and gentle to us. We told him everything. I was in damage control. I was in charge of. I was on scene leader after Chief Thompson got hit. I became on scene leader.
Okay, Phil, I hate to do this again. We have a kind of a lopsided clock here. We're going to have to take another 4 minutes for commercials. Then we'll have a long block of time where you can continue your story about Admiral Kidd. Also, we do have a caller on the line who I think has a question. So we'll be back after these few words.
Thank you, Mike.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Right. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Phil Cherney and Dave Kahari about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty 50 years ago today. I'm getting all kinds of emails from people who are expressing their sympathy and support, saying that they're never going to forget what happened either. So, Phil, I'd like you to complete your story about Admiral Kidd, and then we have a caller waiting on the line with a question.
Okay, absolutely. Admiral Kidd, Mike, put his stars back on, and he said, "Now I'm an admiral again." He got beat red, Mike, and said, "Listen, man, you guys better never say anything to anybody, not your parents, not your shipmates, especially not the newspapers, anybody, or I'll make sure you go to prison or worse." And we all knew what worse meant. They were going to kill us. So I never said a word about it for 20 years. When I married my second wife, I never even told her I was in the military. So there's so much more to this story, but folks, go to USSLibertyMovie.com. USSLibertyMovie.com. You'll see a trailer there. And you can get my new book, Erasing the Liberty, and you can make a donation. Now, we're trying to make a film about this. And, Mike, Dave can tell you so much more about that part of it. And if you wouldn't mind, we could switch to Dave and then get that taken care of right quick and take some callers.
Well, before we go to Dave, let's go ahead and take the caller because he's been waiting patiently for quite some time. Peter in Los Angeles, do you have a question for Phil or Dave?
Yeah, Phil and Dave, thank you so much. I can't believe when I hear about stress and PTSD, and you guys weren't even allowed to talk to your wives or to say, you know, my hat is completely off to you, and I completely support. I've followed this since I was 14 when this happened, and I thought it was ridiculous when I was 14. But I wanted to ask you a couple. I understand that they jammed your signals. I've also heard in the past the taped intercepts of Israeli ground control and their pilots saying, this is an American ship, blah, 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 and they say, go ahead and attack it. I want to know why we haven't heard more of those and why those aren't up somewhere where we can get to them. And I also would like to have you guys talk about what this experience has had where basically the U.S. president disavowed you all and the U.S. military chain of command disavowed you all. And what does that tell you about the power of the Jewish lobby in the United States? And one more question, and that is, why don't you guys sell hats, USS Liberty hats, like they have? I have one from the Missouri, the Navy hats. Why don't you, I'd buy one. I bet 100,000 people would probably buy one and send them to the survivors. That's it for me.
Okay, I thank you very much for that. And Dave can probably answer those questions better than I can at this point. He's more of the business side of it, and I think Dave should answer that. Go ahead, Dave, please, if that's okay with you, Mike.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, actually, the first part of your question, the intercepts, yes. That's why there is no controversy about the attack on the USS Liberty, is because there were several of the Israelis involved in the attack admitted that they knew it was an American ship. So that information is out there. In fact, it's in Erasing the Liberty, and it's in several other books. So that's well documented. Why isn't it all over the place? Well, for the obvious reasons that you mentioned, the power of the Jewish lobby. The Jewish lobby actually pays people, Jewish people mostly, to scour the internet and make sure that stuff like this isn't on there. So we've all experienced how YouTube wipes out people's accounts and Facebook once you start talking about the truth. So that's why. In reference to the hats, we are going to do something like that, actually. After the reunion wraps up, we're going to do hats and T-shirts, because that's something that a lot of folks have shown an interest in. Then we're going to use everything that we can from anything that we do to fund the movie.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take one more phone call. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. I appreciate the gentleman not forgetting and not letting this go. And I've known about it for some years. And what the guest was just stating there, though, it was a perfect segue for my call, because I made a point of listening to the loudest voice in the so-called alternative truth media, 9/11 truth, all that. The guy built a career on talking, exposing false flags. But there has been not one mention of the 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty this week on Alex Jones, Infowars.com. He's been scrubbed. He's been paid off. So I think he should be shamed for that.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you, and that's why we haven't done any shows with him and anybody that needs a bullhorn to act like a jackass. I personally don't want to have anything to do with.
All right, thank you.
All right, Frank, we're going to let you go here. So, Dave, why don't you tell us more about the plans for the movie? I know that you and I had some offline discussions about ways to approach the visual effects that would be necessary for an accurate recreation of exactly what Israel's armed forces did to the ship.
Yeah, Mike. We actually, and I'll just mention it now because folks can go there to USS Liberty Movie, and I'm going there just simply to click on the Milestones tab, because on the Milestones tab, you could see when the fundraising began for the movie. And you can also see all of the media appearances we had, and yours was, I think, the first, or one of the first, or the first. So, yes, we have talked about this. And you, of course, and Phil had mentioned it, you had offered to do some work on it. And, yes, it was. It was July 13th, 2016. So folks can listen to that interview. But since July 13th, 2016, Mike, we've had a lot of things happen. A lot of people have come forward in the film industry, including an award-winning musician who offered to do the score for absolutely free. I said on a radio show yesterday, we did a show on an AM radio station in Santa Cruz, California, and I mentioned it, but I said I'm not going to mention the person's name because our adversary knows how to stop things. At any rate, if I mentioned the person's name, everyone would know who he was, and he's going to do that for free. We have a filmmaker who also contacted us and offered his services for free, and other people in the film industry. So things are going good along that angle. As far as what we need to get it done, Mike, it's just very simple. It's what everyone might think we need is money. And the way that we are fundraising, we're not at this point using GoFundMe or Indiegogo. We may in the future, but we're just using the website, usslibertymovie.com. And there are some folks who said that they have difficulty getting onto it today. I think that's because of a lot of the traffic, not because of the 50th anniversary. But if you go to that website, you'll see a couple of tabs, home, about, donate, milestones, and contact. I was just talking about milestones, the about. You can find out why we're doing this. To your listeners, it's pretty obvious because the reason is that it's been 50 years. It's been half a century, and nothing's been done, basically. Hell, the guy who just called up said he can't even find the stuff about the Israelis admitting they knew it was an American ship. So we decided the only way that we're going to get it out there in an effective manner is through a full-length feature film. Not a narrative film, which is fictional, not a documentary, but an actual full-length feature film, which begins with, "This is a true story." And Mike, you've got the book.
Yes.
I imagine you have read it. Is that right?
I've read pretty much all of it. I'm still working through the ending of it. It's a very hard book to read, you know, and that's some of the reactions we're getting from the emails here, where people are writing and saying they're literally in tears listening to Phil's descriptions of what happened.
Book is hard to read. I'm aware of that, and that's it's not. We didn't do it on purpose, but we wanted it to be completely factual. You know, talking about setting up Egypt. You know, there really isn't that much information out there where someone could say with certainty that, yes, that was the plan. It was a false flag. So we just wanted to present the facts. And I think that, and Phil does also, and I'm sure you would as well, if the story is presented along the lines of the book, and you know, Mike, because the book, most of it is the attack. It's a little, in the beginning, it's okay, a little bit about Phil, how he got in the Navy. And at the end, it's about coming back from Malta and going back to Virginia, where I'm actually right now on the military base where the USS Liberty came back to in Virginia at Little Creek. I'm at Little Creek right now. This is where I'm staying. Phil is in Norfolk. Norfolk is the largest naval base in the world. But they didn't want the Liberty to go back to Norfolk for the obvious reason. So they sent it here to Little Creek so no one would see what was going on. So what we need, Mike, is very simple. We're funding the movie through the book. If somebody goes to usslibertymovie.com, clicks on the donate tab, they'll see the options. $25, a United States $25 donation will get the book to you at a U.S. address. Because the cost of postage is so high, unfortunately, I don't know why it is, even to Canada, we have to add $25 for non-U.S. donations in order to get the book. A lot of people, and I said this earlier on another show, a lot of people who donate leave us a note with the donation, and they say, I don't want the book, just get the movie done. There's a lot, and I am not advocating that. I'm not telling listeners to do that. That's just very heartening, and on top of all the emails we get of support. So if folks want to get this story out. So it's indisputable. This is what happened based on a true story, or this is a true story, and we see the story on the silver screen or on HBO or on Netflix or, as I say in the book, even the lowly internet. If that story is out there in the way that it happened, 100% factual, when people view that, they're going to look at each other and go, why didn't I know about this? And why did our own government not let me know about it? This could be a game changer, Mike.
I would certainly like to see that. I mean, there have been a few other documentaries about it, like Dead in the Water, and we've linked to that. And by the way, I have posted a link to USSLibertyMovie.com from WhatReallyHappened.com, so you can go on and you can take a look at this. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines and let Phil and Dave wrap up the show here. Jeff in Idaho, do you have a question for our guests?
Again, Mike, a quick comment. Have you guys studied J.B. Campbell's 2010 copyright of the Operation Cyanide about the USS Liberty, where Phil Turney could be Buddy in the script? Have you guys come across that at all?
Well, you mean Peter Hunnam's book, Operation Cyanide?
Well, Operation Cyanide, these guys in 2010 did a screenplay. His name's John Bruce Campbell, and the Russian translator, about the Russian support ship that you were talking about that followed you guys. You know, from the there's a 2010 screenplay that fictionalizes your stuff, and you could be Buddy in the script. I'll forward it to Michael, and he can forward it to you guys. Okay.
Or you could just go to USSLibertyMovie.com and click on the contact tab.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, Buddy is a character that Phil would be portraying right now in the script. At page 128, it goes into Operation Cyanide in one paragraph about the armed hot B-52s with H-bombs attacking Alexandria and Cairo. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information, Jeff. We're going to let you go here. We're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the program. We've got effectively about 10 minutes left here. And so, Dave, obviously, the book is a very good book. I would love to see the movie made. And I think, though, we need to stop thinking about recognition of what Israel did to USS Liberty in terms of acknowledgement by Israel or the U.S. government or the corporate media. It's just not going to happen. The upside is it doesn't matter anymore. We have reached a position right now where the American people, in fact, the people of the world, understand they're not getting real information from government, from corporate media. They're far more willing to go on out and look at these independent sources of information. I think the watershed moment, of course, was Saddam's nuclear weapons. And ever since then, of course, continued U.S. propaganda is gaining less and less traction as they try and move forward. And given how horrendously we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons, prudence demands that we go back and look at everything we've ever been told by government and the corporate media, including this nonsensical story that Israel mistook the USS Liberty for an Egyptian horse carrier, because, as we all know, horse carriers have giant dish antennas all over them. And the American people are now ready to realize the government lies to them, the government conceals things from them, that Israel can do whatever it wants to American service people, and the U.S. government will do nothing about it. So, Dave, do you have anything else, or do you want to give the microphone back to Phil?
Yeah, I will. I'll be brief, and I agree with you 100%. I think the jig is up for the American government and the American, quote-unquote, news media. And it really is refreshing to see people scoffing and making a mockery of them, because they should be scoffed at and they should be mocked at. I would say this, Mike, before we hand it back to my good friend Phil, and he might even hand it back to me again. I don't know. It depends. We do that sometimes. But the point is this. We have been approached by people to fund the movie, fully fund the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to be investors. We're not looking for investors. Investors want something back. We don't want anything back, and we don't think anyone should want something back. We want people who will donate to the film project, and what they want back is that a movie gets up there on the silver screen. So what we're doing is, and let me just say this, about 25% of all the people who have donated are from overseas. a lot from the UK, Australia, literally all over the place. We haven't gotten one from Israel yet, but that might happen. but what we have gotten, though, a lot of our supporters, and Phil mentioned this, are American Jews. So this is definitely not a Jewish thing, has nothing to do with that. These are people, and especially some American Jews who have communicated with us, they're angry. They're even angrier than most people are angry about this because they have some connection to Israel. So they want to get this done. And some of those people did the same thing I mentioned earlier. Please keep the money. Don't send the book. Just get the movie done. They want to get it off their chest. 50 years okay. is just too damn long.
Okay, Dave, we're going to have to take a three-minute break for commercials. When we come on back, I'd like to have Phil step back on in for some closing remarks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We are going to take one more real quick phone call for a quick question. Steve in California, what did you want to ask Phil and Dave?
I wanted to say that in this movie, I hope there's great emphasis on the cover-up by John McCain's father, Admiral McCain. I hope you guys hit hard on that fact because that has to be known, that cover-up.
That absolutely will be. That's a part of the book. We hope you make a donation, get the book, and you can read it in there for yourself.
And it is a good book.
Thanks, guys. All right. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Okay, before I turn the microphone back over to Phil, I do want to remind everybody that following my show, Phil Turney is going to be guest hosting John Stadmiller's National Intel Report for 2 hours. So you're going to be able to hear a lot more of the fine details about this horrific attack by Israel on the USS Liberty 50 years ago today. And it is a story that needs to be told, not just because of the betrayal of Israel against their supposed ally, but the betrayal of the crewmen of the Liberty by our own government, which preferred they stay silent so that they could go on saying, Israel is our friend, Israel is our friend. And as you listen to the story about the attack on the USS Liberty to try and trick us into war, think about all the other false flags that almost got us into wars or got us into wars in which Israel seemed to have a hand, like the bombing of Libya, 9/11, and so forth. Phil, you've got about 2.5 minutes. Take it away.
Thank you, Mike, and I appreciate all the callers that called in and the people that send you emails. It's very heartening. And, you know, on this 50th anniversary, which is a milestone, we're all getting older, and they're just waiting for us to all die off. So that's why this movie is so important. But, Mike, I wanted to emphasize something that a lot of people don't think about. Well, when you attack a flagged American ship, you attack every one of us. They attacked you, Mike. They attacked your parents. They attacked your brothers, sisters, everybody else in this country. So it was an act of war on a flagged American ship. And the saddest part of it is that our own government covered it up for him in less than 7 days with that snake that the gentleman was just talking about, John McCain, Sr. And John McCain, the senator, is a cover-up artist about the USS Liberty. He said it was a mistaken identity. And that's all you get out of the media. That's all you get out of the Navy. That's all you get out of the bought-and-paid congressmen and senators is, oh, it was a poor mistake. It was this and that and the other. You know, I'm an eyewitness to cold-blooded murder, and I've called the FBI, the CIA, National Security Agency, everybody I could, and told them, hey, listen, I want to report a crime, murderous crime, the murder of my shipmates. I saw it firsthand. There's no statute of limitations on murder, and there's certainly no statute of limitations on war crimes. So, folks, if you want to make this a reality, make sure the whole world knows about this and the true story. Go to USSLibertyMovie.com, USSLibertyMovie.com. Make a donation and let's get this done once and for all. God bless you. Thank you, Mike. You're one hell of a patriot, buddy.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Now, again, everybody stand by. We're going to do the exit out of our show here, and Phil Turney will be right back on the National Intel Report telling you more about what happened when Israel attacked the USS Liberty 50 years ago today. So we're going to sign off here and let Phil take the microphone, and aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extension.
your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.